This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 290 for Thursday, February 29th. I'm Adam Pelashotti. The ICE Futures canola market was on the rise on Thursday, showing strength despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil made gains, hitting its highest prices this month. However, Chicago soy oil was steady and European rapeseed was lower, as well as crude oil due to larger United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract was up $2.70 per ton at $593.70. In the U.S., corn and wheat were higher, but soybeans were lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Thursday that 1.082 million tons of 2023-24 corn were sold for export during the week ended February 22nd, up 32% from the previous week and near the high end of trade expectations. In addition, 165,000 tons of 2024-25 corn were sold to Japan. Argentina's agricultural regions will see moderate to abundant amounts of rain in the coming days, adding to moisture collected in February following a heat wave. The May corn contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.30. Nearly 160,000 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export last week, near the lower end of trade estimates and down 30% from the four-week average. Meanwhile, 456,200 tons of old crop soy meal were also sold, as well as 6,400 tons of new crop soy meal. As for old crop soy oil, 3,000 tons were sold. Brazilian environmental agency IBAMA decided that thiamethoxam, a popular insecticide, cannot be sprayed by tractors or agricultural planes in the country. Farmers claim the decision will cause reduced yields, including those for corn and soybeans. Syngenta, which developed the chemical, said it is approved for use in 80 other countries, including Canada. The May soybean contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.41. 327,300 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export last week, within trade expectations and up 40% from the previous week. Net sales reductions of 5,200 tons of new crop wheat to Mexico were also reported. Wildfires across parts of the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma have spread to 850,000 acres. However, it is unknown how many wheat acres were affected. Australia is on track for its third warmest summer on record, according to its meteorological agency, with at least a 50% chance of below-average precipitation in the country's wheat and canola-growing areas. Russia estimated 3.8 million tons of wheat exports for February, a record for the month, but its agricultural minister said it is not interested in renewing the Black Sea grain deal. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.76. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.87. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.59. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, February 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.